Well, friends, over the last few weeks, we've been thinking about the life of this great missionary, Charles Studd, C.T. Studd, who was a famous cricketer in England for Cambridge and then for his country as well. And then the Lord saved him. His father had got converted under the ministry of D.L. Moody. And then the result of that was that their home was changed and Charles Studd was converted several years later, and then entered into full-time missionary work. And last Lord's Day, we learned how he arrived in China, and he was only there for a little while whenever he met this young girl called Priscilla Stewart, who was a missionary as well, and they fell in love, and they got married, and they entered into a life of service and usefulness for God. One of the great trials that they faced in the mission field was learning the language of the Chinese people, and that took a long, long time to learn the Chinese language. But eventually, Charles Studd learned to speak and to write in Chinese. And as they ministered and as they preached and shared the gospel, God was gracious and souls were saved. But for a man in China or a woman in China to get converted way back in those days, it resulted often in much persecution from their family and from their previous friends. And often they would have been cast out of their homes and cast out of their villages and cast out of their towns. And one man who was converted was a man called Mr. Fan. Now, Mr. Fan, in his unconverted days, had been a godless man. He had been a murderer and had just lived a life of evil. And yet the Lord saved him, and his life was changed. And as soon as he was converted, he wanted to go back to the town that he had grown up in and the town that he had really just lived a sinless life in, and go back and tell the people there what God had done for him and ask for their forgiveness. And so he went back, and as he stood in the streets of his town and testified and witnessed for the Savior, multitudes of people came to hear him, but they didn't like what they heard. And one of the men in the town who had influence in the town called that this man would be stripped, and that they would take a bamboo rod and they would lash him and beat him with this rod. And he received 2,000 strokes from that bamboo rod all over his body from his head to his feet. And they left him lying, dying unconscious in the streets of that town. He was found by some missionaries, and they ministered to his needs, and they fed him, and they bathed his wounds, and over the weeks they nursed him back to health. And as soon as he was able, he says, "I'm going to go back to that village and tell the people again what God has done for me." He wasn't afraid of persecution again, and so he went back, and again he preached the gospel, and he told that town about Christ. This time they locked him up, and they threw him into a prison cell. And the prison cell that they threw him into had a window, an open window with bars on it. And he stood at that window, and as people were walking by in the streets, he called them to come and hear this. And he told them about Christ. And such were the crowds that gathered to hear this man telling the gospel that the authority says, "Well, we better let this man out, because more people are coming to hear the gospel outside the prison than he was ever speaking to before." So God was really working, and God was really moving. And then about that same time, Charles Studd received a letter. He had got a large inheritance from his wealthy father, who had left him a lot of money. And as he thought about the money that his father had left, Charles Studd says, "Well, what would God have me to do with the money?" And he prayed about it, and he sought the Lord, and he asked God for wisdom and direction. And through a strange series of events, he felt, "I'm going to do what the rich young ruler didn't do. And I'm going to take all the money that I've inherited, and I'm going to give it away to people who need it even more than me." He said, "I don't want to have to rely on a bank balance. I need to trust in God." And so he gave so much of the money away, even to Moody Institute, which was being built in Chicago, in honor of D.L. Moody, who had led his father to faith in Jesus Christ. Charles Studd and Priscilla built a little home for themselves. It was very simple. And they went to a different area to build that home. And then they built a little church as well, right in the interior of China. But they weren't received well there either. And for the first number of months, they were despised and they were laughed at and they were spat at, and they tried to destroy their home and they tried to break down their church and they tried to attack them in different things. But nevertheless, God was good and God was merciful, and souls began to get saved there as well. You see, all those years ago, being a missionary wasn't easy, and it's still not easy. We need to pray for those who serve God in far-off places. In China all those years ago, there was a great problem that many people got ensnared with, and it was the problem of a substance called opium. Now, opium was like a drug, a lot like heroin today. People smoked it, other people chewed it, and many, many people were addicted to this drug called opium. And it started off, it didn't seem to harm them all that much, it was just a bit of a buzz. And then, having taken it for a while, they found that they couldn't give it up, and their health began to fade, and they began to change, their personalities began to change. And so Charles and Priscilla opened up a center whereby people that had this addiction could be brought in. And over a period of 7 years, over 800 people were brought in who were addicted to this drug. And they had to go cold turkey. And they ministered to them, and they prayed for them, and they fed them, and they did whatever they could to encourage them. And you think, well, all of those years ago, I'm sure drugs weren't as big a problem as they are today. Well, in China, opium was a big problem. And maybe you're a young person today, and like so many of these people that Charles Studd was working with, you say, well, one cigarette or one drink or one joint or whatever it is couldn't harm me, or one legal high couldn't harm me, it couldn't hurt. Remember that sin will always take you further than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. And sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin always costs far more than you want to pay. Being a missionary wasn't easy. His health, Charles Studd and his wife, didn't enjoy good health either. They had four young daughters, and then they had a little son who died shortly after his birth. And so he went to China at great cost financially, at great cost socially, at great cost physically. But the spiritual dividends and blessings that God gave far outweighed, because God is no man's debtor. And God always gives his best to those who leave the choice with him. Maybe God would call you. I wonder, would you be willing even to go at the call of God? May God bless these words and thoughts to our hearts.